From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Wow. It's that time of the week already. My favorite part of every single week. Your week's not ending. Your week is just beginning right now here in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What was the most important thing that happened this week? What was the biggest story to come out of the week? There was a lot of things to talk about all week if you were listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I have one in mind, but before I go there, Oregon, are you following what's happening in Oregon? Trump got elected. We don't have anything to worry about. Years ago, I told you that this fight was shifting to the states. The fight about your right to bear arms from those who don't like your right to bear arms. They're not going away. I told you that. It doesn't make any difference who's in office. They're just going to change tactics and lie more and use the media to do it now that Trump's in office. Much, much evidence of that that we'll talk about throughout the program today, and it's going to be a great one. Mr. Alan Gottlieb will be here in just a minute. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. More stories this week than we can possibly cover from him, but we'll do the best that we can and go through as much of what Mr. Hawkins wrote, Dr. Hawkins wrote over at Breitbart News as he fights for your right to bear arms, tells you happy ending stories, gives us tons and tons of information every single week. And then Rob Pincus will be here to talk some training issues with you later in the broadcast. Going to be a good one. But I wanted to look at a couple things this week from the context of what did I feel this week was the big story? What was the biggest takeaway for me? The Angry Mark story, biggest Angry Mark story that came out this week was what happened in Oregon. There's a bill on the governor's desk in Oregon, Kate Brown, who, you know, it may already be signed. I don't know. It may very well be. She's going to sign the bill. As sad as that is, I can tell you that right now. What bill am I talking about? You ever heard of an ERPO? You know what that means? It's an acronym. Extreme Risk Protection Order. Have you ever heard of this? California enacted a law in 2014. Oregon's goes further. It was SB 719. The Oregon listeners right now in Portland, in Salem, in Eugene, in Medford. This is vicious legislation and more evidence that the left coast is doing whatever they can to just to separate themselves from the Constitution of the United States blatantly, willfully, openly, and aligning themselves together in a complete and total utter violation of your rights. Think First Amendment too, shutting down free speech of anyone that they don't like or don't agree with. Second Amendment, of course, and on down the list. But SB 719, which, by the way, was written and filed by a Republican, supposed Republican, Senator Boquist, State Senator Boquist. And what he did was he wrote a bill enabling confiscation of your firearms. Oh, but that's not true. I mean, come on, it's only when there's an extreme risk protection order. An extreme risk protection order can be obtained now after this bill is signed, and sadly it's going to be signed, if it isn't already. It can be sought in ERPO, an extreme risk protection order, follow me here now, can be obtained by a cop, a law enforcement officer, a family member, even a household member. What is a household member? Maybe a roommate. Someone not related to you. Maybe someone that rents a room from you. It's a household member. An unmarried significant other, a civil partner, civil union, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't make any difference. A family member, extended family member, cousin. This is crazy legislation. We'll go there more with AWR Hawkins, but we'll also talk with Mr. Gottlieb about it here in a minute. But what is the extreme risk protection order? Well, they can go to a judge and seek this ERPO, this protection order, ex parte. Do you know what that means in legal terms? That means without you there, without your knowledge. Oh, but that will never happen. It's everybody's honest. Come on. That won't happen. Never heard of a scorned significant other or spouse, have we? I don't care what sex they are. Never been a vicious divorce, fought over children. No one's ever been caught in a domestic situation that could literally drive them insane as they get taken to the cleaners for everything because of accusations made against them. You ever know anybody that's been in a situation like that? I bet most of you have. I bet most of you have. I have. Fortunately, I've never been in that situation, but anybody who's ever had any relationship at all knows that they can go south pretty quickly. And when there's a lot at stake, like money and 15 or 20 years of life and children, I don't need to tell you, do I? In other words, absolutely no due process of law. And the moment the governor signs the bill, I think it's effective right away. It might be, who cares if it goes into effect? It doesn't make any difference if it goes into effect December 31st at midnight. The fact is she's going to sign it and it's going to go into effect. So what does that mean? Okay, so that means that someone who hates your guts for whatever reason can go to a judge seeking an extreme risk protection order against you without your knowledge. And as you're sitting home one day eating Cheetos, a knock on the door, law enforcement shows up with this order that you have absolutely no idea of what he or she is talking about. What the hell is this? You will be given 24 hours to turn your firearms over. Not just firearms, all deadly weapons. All deadly weapons. Kitchen knives. Folding knives. All deadly weapons. Whatever they determine to be deadly. But for the sake of argument, all of your firearms. If 24 hours. Surrender them to law enforcement. Give them to the cops, or they're going to come in and take them, and you have 24 hours to comply. You knew nothing about this. You had no idea this has happened. It's not called confiscation, according to the author of the bill. It's not confiscation. No, this is good legislation designed to save people's lives. And it's not going to be abused, the extreme risk protection order. That's all it is. Oregon joins California now in legalizing the confiscation of your guns based on an accusation from someone who might not even know you. Here, let me put it this way. 9 out of 10 times, that individual who makes that accusation is clearly not a mental health professional. They're wrong, or they just flat out hate your guts. But as a result of that accusation, bye-bye gun rights. Bye-bye guns. They're going to take them away. So what happens next? Well, after that happens, you can go in front of the judge and beg for your rights back. Guess what's going to happen after that point? No, it's done. Nope. They're going to order you into some type of... It's a mess right out of the box. So when I told you years ago, let's go right back to what I said at the beginning of the segment. When I told you years ago, they're coming at you from the state level. This is what I'm talking about. Piece by piece by piece. This guy's a Republican that wrote this. This guy needs to go. His name is Boquist. Those of you in Oregon, you know what you need to do. Kevin Starrett of Oregon Firearms Federation joined me on Friday on very short notice to enlighten us on that. If you want to hear the entire conversation from the head of the Oregon Firearms Federation, head over to Friday's Armed American Radio Daily Defense and give it a listen. It will anger you beyond belief that this is happening in America. But it isn't something I didn't tell you. I warned you this was going to occur. They are shifting to the states. And those states, and those of you who live in those states, in particular the Ninth Circuit, but even in more particular those on the coast, California, Oregon, Washington, you have real problems on your hands right now. Significant problems on your hands. And they're feeling a little bit bolstered by what happened in the Ninth Circuit, the refusal to take Peruta. We're going to fix this mess. We're going to fix this mess. But it isn't going to happen tomorrow. So get off your duffs out there on the left coast. Join the organizations in your states. California, join CalGuns. Gene Hoffman is a good friend. He's going to be here in Georgia. I'll be introducing him as a speaker at Georgia Carry on August 4th. Can't wait for that. Gene's a brilliant guy. Oregon Firearms Federation. Get involved. This is what they're doing to you at the state level. When we come back, Michael Bloomberg is infusing $200 million into the states. Alan Gottlieb will enlighten us to what that's all about and what it means for us as gun owners. We'll be right back after this here on the MonsterCast.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Thanks, Mike Gallagher, for that. Appreciate it very much. Love Mike Gallagher. You can listen to him every day, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time. Pick a station. Go find him, MikeOnline.com. He's wonderful. He's a good friend, a good guy, and he's my go-to guy when the blank hits the fan, baby. I turn to Mike. I always do. I always have. Love him. All right. The number one issue, I didn't get to it because I started going off on the Oregon thing here, so let me go back to that because I am going to spend some time on it later in the program in great detail with AWR Hawkins. But that is national reciprocity, and I will also spend some time with my next guest, Alan Gottlieb. But national reciprocity is seeing some movement now. Massey is getting some legs with this bill here that is giving all of us back our right to bear arms in D.C. I had a conversation with Representative Barry Loudermilk on this program. You heard it on this program. I interviewed him on my daytime show, who predicted we would see movement the following week, which was last week, on the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Bill. Massey's bill is now including all of us, not just representatives, in D.C., and I think we're going to see that moved over to the H.R. 38, National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, and another representative based out of, I believe it was Texas, I apologize, I don't have his name, also said that we expect to see some movement on that bill out of the House very, very soon. So that could be as early as this week after the fourth recess is now over. But the Senate, a little bit sketchy. That's huge news for you as a concealed carry permit holder. When AWR comes on, I'll give you some information on the backside of that and what the states, it's coming out of Illinois, imagine that, what they're trying to do, the antis are trying to do, and the lies that they're talking to you about and using the media to do it in an effort to defeat national reciprocity. They will fail. Freedom will win. The great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, welcome to the program, my friend.
Always good to be with you and your listeners, Mark.
Always a pleasure to have you. I went a little bit longer than I wanted to in the first segment, but I wanted to get both of those stories out because they're big. Let's start with this. You heard what I said about Oregon. This is just a little bit south of you out there in Washington State. You guys have problems out there on that left coast right now. The states are those leftist states are taking full advantage of now doing whatever they possibly can to separate themselves from the Constitution and the rest of the country. I fear the rest of the country is going to blow right by them. I'm worried about you guys out there, Oregon, this latest move. This is very dangerous stuff, Alan.
Well, this is a problem we face not just on the left coast, but in any state with Democrats control both houses of the legislature and the governor's office. So, California, Washington, Oregon, but it could also be, lots of other states, as well going across the country. So while it doesn't affect all of us, it's a problem. And the other side, Bloomberg as well, as well as various other anti-gun groups, are using this as model legislation to push from one state to another. So since it's not isolated, it didn't happen in a vacuum, it's being pushed nationally.
All right, you defeated confiscatory legislation, but you defeated confiscation in an individual lawsuit in the past. When you hear what's going on up in Oregon right now, and sadly, Governor Brown is going to sign this legislation, and it is pure confiscation. Is there any legal avenue to get through this and put a stop to this madness?
Yes, but no. Let me explain that. The problem is you have to have a plaintiff who's in jeopardy in order to sue under a law like this. So you have to have somebody who has had their guns confiscated who shouldn't have. And then at that point, in going to court, what you're doing is more as an applied challenge that the law shouldn't be applying to this person. The court will say, okay, we agree this person has his rights back, but doesn't take the law off the books necessarily. In order to get the law off the books, you have to show a significant pattern. So until you get, a dozen cases or so, roughly, in a state where people were, misnamed, were abused, somebody lied, and they lost their gun rights, until you can show it's a pattern, you're not going to be able to take the law off the books. So what happens is these laws stick on the books for several years.
Boy, sadly this is going to be signed, and sadly, as you said, and I hate Oregon, I know you're listening on a number of stations, the rest of the nation needs to learn from this because elections have consequences. This is what the lefties are up to. This is what the anti-gunners are up to as institutional gun control in Washington at the federal level is dead, at least for now, for the foreseeable future. And it has been, even during the second Obama term, it has been when the Republicans took control of the Senate and the House. But, Alan, let me kind of jump, let's hopscotch over to Florida for a second for the Stand Your Ground. Nationwide, the news is that you got this single liberal dopey judge down in Miami who has now issued an order that the Stand Your Ground, the Stand Your Ground fix, if you will, shifting the burden of proof from the defendant to the prosecution where it ought to be, is they're saying, well, this the legislature had no constitutional authority in the state of Florida to do this. Only the Florida Supreme Court can do this because that's what liberal judges love to do when it comes to gun laws and they hate our rights. If they can't win a victory legislatively, they use that one dopey judge to do it in the courts and legislate from the bench. We saw that with a judge in Hawaii stopping Trump's executive orders and a lot of my listeners from all over the country said, how can this possibly be? How can this one judge override a president? In this case, how can this one judge override a legislature? What do we do to stop this stuff? How does this work?
Well, unfortunately, black robes matter, and these judges have a lot of power. What I love is this particular judge talking about how the legislature doesn't have the legal authority to do this. Only a judge does. I couldn't believe he even put that in writing. I mean, he basically is stating that when it comes to writing laws, only the court should write the laws, legislature should not. That's not the way the system works. You know, we all know that, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. I mean, this is a decision that's going to get overturned. It's just that in an interim, it shows the American public how many dopey judges there are that can be downright evil.
Well, yeah, downright evil because they come after and attack your constitutional right to keep and bear arms in a very pro-gun state like Florida, because this was legislation that was passed, it was signed, and it's law. And somebody doesn't like. Now, one thing I want to point out, Florida, you're listening all over the state of Florida, from Miami up into Central Florida, Orlando area, Sarasota, Tampa, up in the Panhandle, and a number of stations, Tallahassee, just outside Jacksonville, Red Nation, you guys are listening everywhere. Here's the deal. It doesn't affect you. All right. What it does is affects Miami. And I don't know, Alan, does it really even affect Miami or is it just a decision that opens up the floodgates in a case like this? What does it mean?
My understanding is it affects the whole state of Florida because he basically said that the law is unconstitutional. So until this judge's decision gets overturned by a higher court, I think it affects the whole state of Florida.
Okay, there's some difference there. Let me find it during the break. I read it to the audience last week, but I do want to clarify that since you mentioned that. I don't want anybody walking away confused. So I'm going to find that during the break. When we come back, I'll go to that. Then I want to switch over to Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg dumping hundreds of millions of dollars. This is a man who's coming after you. Yeah, under the radar. Yeah, he doesn't talk about it a lot. He just feeds money to those who do come after our rights. He want to come after national reciprocity. They lie through their teeth. They want to come after you through a number of, and there's the music. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with Alan Gottlieb. We'll talk about Bloomberg and the millions of dollars this man is spending that are coming after you as a law-abiding citizen instead of doing some good with it. We'll be right back.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
SAF.org. I'm a life member. You should be a life member as well. SAF.org. That means SecondAmendmentFoundation.org. SAF.org. $150 for a life membership. Contribute whatever you can. Get the really cool plaque and put it up on your studio walls, too. Okay? Just like we have it here in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster, Monster Cast, and the Daily Defense Studios up on the wall doing our part. We need you to do the same thing. And you're hearing a little bit about why we need your help and support. Oh, Trump got elected. We can lay down. Not true. Not true. In fact, it only gets worse because the lies get bigger when they don't control anything. Let me go quickly over to the Florida Stand Your Ground ruling. Panama City State Attorney Glenn Hess claimed that the judge in Miami rape made the right decision based on two cases that were before him, issuing a ruling that no one had even asked for. The defense didn't ask for it. The prosecution in either case didn't ask for it. He just ruled that way and kept it from being litigated. Here's what the state attorney had to say. The judge had to decide which law applies in the cases he was about to hear. Either he was going to apply the laws that existed before the new bill, or he was going to apply the new bill, as I'll call it, and he made a ruling that we're not going to use the new bill. He gave the reasons for it, so a suit wasn't required. Actually, this was the best way for it to come forth. He said, so while still it only applies to cases before the Miami-Dade judge, the state attorney out of Panama believes, quoting, the ruling could have far-reaching statewide impacts down the road as questions will be raised in more courtrooms across Florida. And I'll finish with this quote. Throughout the state, we're going to have stand your ground hearings. Throughout the state, there will be defense attorneys who will argue the new bill should apply, and the prosecutor will be arguing that the judge in Miami was correct, that this is procedural, that the legislature should not have interfered. Therefore, the Florida Supreme Court is going to be presented with this. Each judge that has it before him will have to decide. Ultimately, the high court is going to have to decide the case. So technically, it only applies in Miami, but it's what it's done is it's opened up the floodgates, Alan.
Well, yeah, and of course, every prosecutor is going to make that argument that this judge was right, so they, you know, they can push their case that they want to, and that's why I think it really is going to affect everybody in the state of Florida until a higher court strikes it down.
Alan, tell me something. You're very well versed in courtrooms across the country, as you have been for decades. Tell me why a prosecutor would not want me, and this is a true story, on a jury in a self-defense case. I was brought up. I did jury duty a number of years ago down in Tampa. And that was the first one of the pool members called at 7:30 after we were sworn in at the Hillsborough County Courthouse. The case we were going to that they were looking for a jury, searching for the jury on seating, was a young black kid who was charged with two counts of manslaughter. He was claiming self-defense. This is long before, this is back in the late 90s. This was long before Stand Your Ground. When I was questioned and mentioned that I could be open to the self-defense case and put everything I was going to hear aside, we were told that a gun was used. That was about it. And I said, absolutely. I mentioned I was a concealed carry permit holder. I was promptly thrown off instantly, number one. So my first question to you is, why would a prosecutor not want someone who has a concealed carry permit who could easily talk about self-defense on that case? Because what? Why would I scare that prosecutor?
Because you're knowledgeable about the issue. First of all, the prosecutor would try to knock out anybody who owned a gun. They'd be more concerned if you had not only owned a gun, but had, like you, a permit to carry. And so he'd prefer not to have you. They'd rather have somebody on the jury who knows nothing about the issue, who will only listen to what he says and what case he puts on, and not have any additional information or what good self-defense is or what bad self-defense is. And that's the way it goes. And you cannot believe the number of times a week that we at the Second Amendment Foundation get calls from people that got thrown off the jury simply because they own a firearm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I believe it. I was one of them because I mentioned concealed carry permit. I never did find out what happened to that kid. I never found out about the case. I don't know if he's rotting in prison or if he was acquitted. I have no earthly idea. It's driven me crazy for years and years and years after that. All right. My second question is, why would a prosecutor, I mean, our entire judicial system is based on being presumed innocent and having to be proven guilty. Why would a prosecutor, any prosecutor anyway, an honest prosecutor, not like a law that requires them to prove someone guilty and defends their innocence until they can prove them guilty? What prosecutor, honest prosecutor, would abhor that?
Well, our problem, Mark, is that once the prosecutor makes a decision to prosecute, he's saying you're guilty. Now, you know, the jury has, or the judge has to say yes or no, but he's making the argument that you're guilty. So at that point in time already, he's made his own determination. So he's not going to try and give you the benefit of the doubt.
It's not very fair, is it, Alan?
Well, you know, a good prosecutor, you know, in a real-life self-defense case wouldn't bring the charges. So that's where the good prosecutors don't bring the cases like that to court. It's the bad prosecutors that you know, don't seem to care and want to bring the case to court. And unfortunately, you know, not every prosecutor is a good guy, and that's why you have to have organizations like United States Concealed Carry Association,
right,
to provide insurance to gun owners, because this stuff unfortunately does happen.
Yeah, there are unscrupulous people in every walk of life and every profession in America, and these people are elected and they have to run again. And they want notches in their belt, and they couldn't care less. We've talked about it on the Legalese segments here on the program. They couldn't care less about your future, your family, your children, your life. Nothing. They care simply about another notch on a belt, winning a conviction at your expense. They don't care. They do not care. They simply do not care. Not all of them are bad. But those, there are those that are out there. And I think you're going to see a lot of those identify themselves as more and more of these stand your ground cases work their way through the Florida courts. All right, let's shift over to Bloomberg for the remainder of this segment and most of the next, Alan, because this guy is a real pain. This guy is a real hassle, and he's really dangerous to gun owners. He's one of these guys you just wish would just go the hell away, but he won't. And you wonder why the rest of the country, and he feels the need to bring his obnoxious former New York City mayor brand of politics to the rest of the country. What's up with this guy, and what's he doing now?
Well, let me lead into it this way first, okay? The anti-gunners know that they can't get things through Congress on a national level, so they move things to the state level. What our people don't realize is sometimes we're more vulnerable when the other side moves to the local level rather than doing things in Congress. And the reason being is in Congress, we get the whole country agitated. Every gun owner gets upset because it affects them. They know it directly, immediately. And they all get involved in helping us defeat the legislation by, you know, joining organizations, by donating, by writing letters, sending emails, faxes, phone calls. When somebody like Bloomberg now takes this battle to the state level and to cities, oh, well, it's not in my state. It's not in my backyard. It's not in my city. I don't have to worry about it. Let somebody else fight the battle. Well, it gets worse for us because what happens in this case, it's not just a battle. It's a nuclear war. When Bloomberg, has 200 million warheads, so to speak, that he's going to spend right now in one shot to get 35 American cities to enter into a contest, so to speak, to come up with ways to disarm gun owners and to shred the Second Amendment. And then it's a challenge to every city, but he's going to pick 35 of their entries on how best to manipulate the system to hurt gun owners. And out of the 35 champion cities, he's going to give each one of them $100,000, with the eventual winner receiving $5 million in implementation and four runner-ups getting $1 million each. So these are going to be schemes like, how to tax guns and ammunition out of existence, how to make it impossible to have a gun store or a gun range so people can't buy a gun or train, how to manipulate the system so you can't get a permit to carry in their city or where you can carry it or where you can't carry it. He's basically using $200 million to empower every anti-gun rights activist from coast to coast to come up with creative ideas on how to mess with our Second Amendment rights.
All right, let me stop you right there because we're taking a break. That's a perfect place to bring it back. We're just going to segue right back into this when we come back with Alan Gottlieb from Second Amendment Foundation to wrap up this hour. Incredible stuff you're hearing. Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast. We'll be right back from these Crossbreed Holster Studios right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark, and if you've been listening to me on the radio for the last decade, you know I care about what you think. As a result, the staff at Armed American Radio has compiled a comprehensive list of questions designed to help me and all of us serve you better. If you invest just 15 minutes of your time, not only will your help guide content of future radio shows and ensure that we're covering the topics you want to hear about, but you will instantly receive a valuable discount offer from Brownells. All information will be kept strictly confidential and will only be used to better serve USCCA members and Armed American Radio listeners. Please complete this entire survey, and remember, the survey closes July 31st at 11:59 p.m., and the special offer from Brownells expires September 3rd at 11:59 p.m. The 15 minutes you invest right now will save you a ton of money, so please go over to the website armedamericanradio.com, click on the survey button on the homepage, and you'll be connected to the survey. Again, that's armedamericanradio.com, and you have until July 31st to complete the survey. We care about what you think here on Armed American Radio. Thank you for your help.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about, and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, Make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Let's take a quick listen to Michael Bloomberg. We're going to do that real quick, but I want to send you over to the survey, please. ArmedAmericanRadio.com, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You heard the spot running just a couple of minutes ago. I want your help. I need your help. I want to hear what you have to say. Fun survey. It's going to take you about 10 to 15 minutes. I went through it. When I first saw it, ran me about 12 minutes to do. You're going to get 10 bucks off over at Brownells on $99 purchase, about 10% off there. So on a $100 purchase, help us out. Thanks to Brownells for doing it. Fun survey. What kind of guns do you carry? What's your favorite caliber? You like leather holsters, Kydex holsters? What do you like hearing Mark talk about? What do you want? More guests? You want more Mark? Tell us what you want. It's all right there at armedamericanradio.com. The survey is running through the month of July, which I mean, scarily is coming to a rapid close. My poor kids got to go back to school on August 2nd. It's insane. They just got out. But having said that, the Brownells discount will run through, I think, the second week of September or September 3rd, so you've got time to spend that. After the survey, you're going to get a copy and paste link. You can keep that link, or you can go right to Brownells if you want to and take advantage of it. If you're going to buy ammo, you might as well get a few bucks off, right? And I learned something from you. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. And all of you who have taken the survey and all of you who have engaged, I appreciate it very much. But take a listen to this. Alan, take a listen to this from Michael Bloomberg. Here we go. Let's go. There we go. Here we go. Promise.
They have to deliver services, and mayors are held accountable for results. It's hard for cities to take a risk on a new idea. The Mayor's Challenge helps them do that by providing funds that cities can use to test promising ideas.
Many of our cities have not put aside money to invest in their own infrastructure, their own systems.
Homelessness is such a difficult issue. It's mental health, it's substance abuse, it's economic, it's housing.
Graduation rates are up, our dropout rates are down, and more of our young people are going to college. But we continue to struggle with making sure we connect them to jobs.
If you don't have the trust in the engagement of the community, you will not succeed in reducing your crime rate.
We're dealing with the effects of climate change every single day.
Oh, good
Lord. We have to think proactively about where we plan to be 10, 20, 30, 50, and 100 years from now.
Mayors just can't wait to tackle these challenges. They really have to act right now.
Every day I get up and I pinch myself because I actually get to bring about the change that is so greatly needed in our city.
We believe that we can get things done.
The failure here is to not try, and I think that's the bigger point.
If you don't invest in innovation, it won't be long before you'll just be a spot on the map.
City leaders can no longer sit around and wait to innovate, and the Mayor's Challenge will help hundreds of cities move good, needed ideas forward.
All right, Bloomberg Philanthropies, are $200 million there. Now, what you couldn't see, Alan, on the radio was the crime. They scroll across the bottom, but you'll note they don't mention guns at all. They just talk about crime. They're always talking about everybody wants to talk about needed change. If you want change, how about wrestling away control from the Democrats who have controlled these inner cities for decades and put these cities in the positions they're in? How about that for an idea, Alan?
Well, that'd be a great idea, but see, Bloomberg's smart to challenge the cities because all these mayors, you know, New York, Chicago, Boston, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, Los Angeles, you can go on and on and on, are all run by Democrats. And so Bloomberg's challenge here, he's dealing with friendly people who are going to get, you know, money to be able to push his, grant-driven agenda, so to speak. But what I noticed is in the whole audio of that, his challenge, the one thing he doesn't mention is gun violence or gun rights, because that's where the money's really going to go. And that's where they're going to come up with all these crazy proposals and ideas. And it's interesting how he's soft-peddling that publicly, and that because he's soft-peddling it publicly, the media is not drawing a lot of attention to it. So gun owners don't really know about it unless they listen to a show like yours. And a lot of them aren't going to get engaged or excited because it may not be their city, without realizing that once it starts to spread all over the country, you know, it's a cancer and it metastasizes. So the problem we face here is getting our people engaged and involved so that we can fight a battle like this. And this is like a nuclear war because Bloomberg, with all the billions of dollars he's got, it's a nuclear arsenal. And quite frankly, his $200 million he's putting into this, let's not mention also that he's putting $25 million into defeating National Concealed Carry Reciprocity in Congress right now. He's funding, is every town group, he's funding Moms That Demand Attention. He's funding the legal community against gun violence. He's funding the John Hopkins, gun violence research program, trying to make gun ownership a disease, so to speak. Right. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, and it goes a little bit below the radar. And because it doesn't affect you immediately, or you don't read about it in your newspaper, and there isn't an alert coming, because there's a bill in Congress, you tend not to get engaged. And because we don't get engaged, we don't have the firepower to fire back, we don't have the resources, that's why we lose. And that's why he's able to pick off, a lot of our gun rights in various places around the country and spread it. And right now it's more dangerous than ever because we think we've won on this national level. And the fact of the matter is he's coming in the back door and coming in big time.
Now, the two of us have been talking about this at a state level for many years together. Here's the thing. The old line I like to use is that the media is so dangerous by virtue of not what they tell you, but by virtue of what they don't tell you. You're not hearing any of what we just played for you and what you heard Alan Gottlieb mention on any national news. You're not. And if you do, you're going to hear the puff piece about how Bloomberg is dumping money into transportation and infrastructure, and you'll hear maybe reducing crime. That's what you'll hear. But it will be a puff piece. They're not going to mention guns. They're not going to mention gun control, and that's for a reason, because Bloomberg doesn't want them to. And they will do his bidding because they all have their hands out wanting this money. Why? Because they're all Democrats. They all want his money. Take, 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 take. All right? So by the time, Alan, we do hear about this in the media, we'll be too late. Because they will. The reason we're going to hear about it is because he's gotten something moved in Baltimore, or he's gotten something moved in Kansas City or St. Louis. That's when we're going to hear about it, and it's going to be too late for that particular city, much like it is in Oregon now.
That's correct, but it's also going to be much too late if you don't live in those cities, because once it starts spreading in one place, then it's going to come to your place, and it becomes, hey, this new crazy idea, this great risk that he got the city to take is no longer a great risk, so to speak. They had a success. And lo and behold, it now becomes mainstream. And lo and behold, this is just common sense gun control. How many times have you heard that?
Yeah, and the media is going to portray it that way. They're sitting on the sidelines. They know what's out there. They know what this is about. I don't have to educate you as an Armed American Radio listener. You already understand that. You know how dangerous the media is. You see what's happening. Trump's picking them apart. They don't know what to do. Why? Because their propaganda is being exposed. What I'm here to tell you now is the only place, Alan, that the Democrats have had any luck whatsoever winning elections has been in cities, in big urban environments. They've been controlling some of the largest cities in the country for decades. Yet those cities, it's amazing, it's astonishing to me, quite frankly, that the whole country sees Chicago dilapidated, Baltimore dilapidated, St. Louis, tons of problems, highest murder rate in the country per capita. Then you go over to L.A., all these cities are broke. They're all having problems. Portland, Oregon on fire. They're all controlled by Democrats, and nobody wants to say, hey, maybe that's the change we need to look at.
Yeah, but you're right. But one of our other problems as well is these cities. You know, New York City dominates, controls New York State. Philadelphia controls Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Chicago controls Illinois. Baltimore controls Maryland. Los Angeles, San Francisco controls the state of California. And this is the problem. Why it starts with the cities, it affects whole states. And before you know it, it affects the whole country.
And Alan Gottlieb, Michael Bloomberg knows it. We have to stop it there because we're coming to the close of this hour. Alan Gottlieb, alangottlieb.saf.org. Thank you, sir, for everything that you do. Thank you for giving us your wit and wisdom again this week on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That's Alan Gottlieb, saf.org. Until next hour, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We'll be back with Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.